Dear ones, we are the Arcturians. We wish to thank our grounded expression of self, Suzanne Lee, for introducing us. And as all of you will learn, the beings of light that you have connected with, that have overshadowed your life, are you. They are a higher expression of yourself. As you return to your multidimensional self, you will know that the beings that you have channeled, the beings that you have felt an affinity towards, are higher expressions of your full multidimensional self. We wish now to assist you to connect with your stepping stone life, with the version of your myriad realities, who is within the fifth dimensional self, that has volunteered to be your connector, a connection between your grounded earth vessel and your fifth dimensional expression on new earth. Therefore, take a long, slow, deep breath, and allow yourself to feel your energy expand. Begin first with feeling your energy as it expands down deep into the heart of Gaia, going down deeper and deeper into her soul. You feel Argatha, you feel the Lemurians and the Arcturians and the Atlanteans, all of the beings who are living within the core of planet Earth, the beings who have created heaven on Earth already. And as you, the surface dwellers, raise your frequency into the higher dimensions of the fifth dimension, we, the members of inner Earth, will raise and expand our reality into the surface of planet Earth, the new planet Earth, with a beautiful surface of fifth dimensional unity, love, beauty, unconditional love, free of fear, free of illusion. Now, as you've expanded your energy down into Earth, and feel how you move throughout her core. Feel yourself visiting the many beautiful inner cities. Feel yourself remembering the you, the versions of you that may live amongst those beings, that may live among those cities. For you have myriad expressions of your great, beautiful, multidimensional self. Now, allowing yourself to expand your energy up from your feet and up through your body, all the way through the top of your body. And as you expand up, you expand out. You've expanded out and down to embrace the entire third dimensional planet. As you expand up, allow your energy to expand the entire fourth dimensional expression of Gaia. Gaia's aura. As you move throughout her atmosphere, your love is healing and clearing. Just as your love is healing and clearing, as you allow your love, your unconditional love that you share with the atmosphere, you share that unconditional love. It's all of the surface of Gaia's body. It's all of her land. It's all of her water. And as you are able to feel the fourth dimensional expression of yourself within the fourth dimensional expression of Gaia, you are able to deal with all of the elementals. You are able to feel the elementals of earth, air, fire, and water as they move into the third dimensional expressions of earth, air, fire, and bringing your great unconditional love. Do you see how powerful you are? Yes, expands beyond measure. And now, as you feel your mighty self, see that threshold into the fifth dimension. From your perspective of your habitual perception of a third-dimensional world carrying boundaries, you might see a threshold that moves into the fifth dimension. Of course, as you will see, as you fully integrate your fifth-dimensional self, there are no boundaries there. There is only you. Begin your expression by seeing your fifth-dimensional expression of you. Take a long, slow, deep breath and release your thoughts. Release your feelings. Surrender to this expression of yourself that you have known at the edge of your mind and in the core of your heart. Feel the love of this expression of yourself as it reaches into you. Feel how this fifth dimensional expression of your total being touches your high heart and touches your third eye. And as this you connects with your high heart and with your third eye, your high heart moves the energy down into your throat chakra. Actually, your high heart moves the energy up into your third chakra, and your third eye moves the energy down into your throat. As you feel the combination of multidimensional light and unconditional love within your voice, you are able to communicate with the fifth dimensional expression of yourself. You are able to hear his voice. You are able to speak your voice in return. Take a moment. Listen within your heart. Listen within your third eye to the voice of your fifth dimensional stepping stone reality. Can you hear it now? Wonderful. Allow that hearing to be within your imagination. Remember, release the habit of the third dimension in which things are outside of you. People are outside of you. Experiences are outside of you. And you hear them with your physical ears, you see them with your physical eyes. This component of yourself, you hear, you see, you experience, you commune with inside of yourself, inside of your imagination, your fifth dimensional thought, inside of your multidimensional, unconditional love inside of your emotions. Emotions are no longer a reaction to your external world or a reaction to your physical body. Your emotions are now a reaction to your fifth dimensional expression of self. Your emotions can tell you, yes, I hear that inner voice. That inner voice is guiding me. It is guiding me to remember who I am. Yes, I see inside fifth dimensional express of self. This fifth dimensional expression is guiding me to know that all that I see without me, outside of the me that my third dimensional self has seen as the world outside, is actually the world inside of me. I am the projector of my third dimensional self. I am the being who projects out to see and to interact with the illusion of the third dimension, the holographic projection of my multidimensional self. Now, as I connect with my fifth dimensional expression of self, everyone, we the Arcturians, who are within all of you, for we are the energy of creativity, we are the energy of ascension, we are within all of you, project out into your world the visions through the perception of your true multidimensional self. Through that multidimensional self, you feel your fifth dimensional self inside of you, and you feel you inside of your fifth dimensional self. For there is no difference, there is no separation, as we, you, I connect with the fifth dimensional expression of self. It is all within. You are all within that expression of self. That expression of self is within you. Now, your physical reality will begin to be different. It will begin to be free of. It will begin to be filled with unconditional love and multidimensional life. For as you have returned to your fifth dimensional expression of self, and you hold that being within you as simultaneously you move within that being, there is no separation. You look out through your eyes, you look out through your ears and know that you see the reality that you are in the process of creating within. You are the light that is projecting your experience out into the remaining illusions of third dimensional reality. These illusions will begin to drop away now. The illusion of fear will be the first to leave, for you will know that you resonate beyond fear, and you are able to perceive fear as a wounded third-dimensional expression. That expression might have even come from a wounded place within your third-dimensional earth vessel. That expression may have come through a wounded place in another's, the illusion of another's earth vessel. Either way, you perceive fear and that which is fearful not as something that you must move from, that you must judge, but rather as something that you so yearn to fill it with unconditional love. So therefore, from the you inside, the real you, you project out your unconditional love, out into the remaining holographic projections of your third dimensional reality. You project out that unconditional love. You project it out into everything and anything that resonates to those low third dimensional, fourth dimensional frequencies of fear. See it as a wounded human, as a wounded pet, as a wilted flower, as a area of Gaia's earth that has been damaged. Fear is an illusion. Only unconditional love is real. And unconditional love is the healing force of the universe. Unconditional love is the bonding force of the universe. Through your unconditional love of your stepping stone reality within the fifth dimension, through the unconditional love that you send to that expression of yourself, and through the unconditional love that being, that expression of yourself, sends to you, you bond into one, you merge into one. As that merging becomes more and more complete, you send that unconditional love. You send that unconditional love out through the illusion of the others, in the illusion of the separation, of the illusion of the third dimension, of the illusion of fear. And you bond with that fear through the great healing force of your unconditional love. You heal that fear with your unconditional love. You heal that fear that is still residing within your earth vessel. You heal that fear that is still residing in the earth vessel of other grounded expressions of their fifth dimensional selves. You heal that fear that is still residing in any of the animals or creatures or plants or beings of Gaia. You heal that fear that still resides within the body of Gaia. For your fifth dimensional expression of self lives within the fifth dimensional expression of Gaia. Feel now, as you connect more and more, each moment, each day of the moment of now, with your fifth dimensional expression of self, feel how you bring with that Gaia's fifth dimensional expression of self. And feel how Gaia, your great partner, as she heals her fear and connects more and more with her fifth dimensional expression of self, feel how she assists you to become one with your fifth dimensional self, and you express her to become one with her fifth dimensional self, for within the fifth dimensional self, Gaia and you are one. You are not separate. You are one great, beautiful being. Hold that vision now.